All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Darkest Hour. It's directed by Joe Wright. It's written by Anthony McCartan. It stars Gary Oldman, Lily James, and Kristen Scott Thomas. All right, the synopsis is, during the early days of World War II, the fate of Western Europe hangs on the newly appointed British Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, who must decide whether to negotiate with Hitler or fight against incredible odds. So, this movie is a biopic. It's based on Winston Churchill. It's set right as World War II is happening. Winston Churchill, in real life, was a very overbearing, eccentric person, so he gets a new assistant, which is how the movie starts off. And again, he's on the verge of being prime minister. And he's very aggressive with the assistant and makes the assistant cry. The assistant tries to quit, but she's encouraged to stay. Winston Churchill is taking over for Neville Chamberlain, who was prime minister right as World War II was happening. He's not fondly remembered in history. So there's a slight power struggle going on because Winston Churchill kind of has a bad reputation, but he is known for getting the job done. So a lot of this movie is just Winston Churchill making decisions. He has a war cabinet, and people in the war cabinet sometimes don't agree with his methods and modes. If you've seen the movie Dunkirk, a lot of the movie is also centered around what decision-making led to Dunkirk, which is in France, and the extraction of British troops from Dunkirk. There's a back and forth about peace talks with Italy and trying to have them smooth over negotiations with Germany. From a historical aspect, you kind of understand where this is going. As a movie, Gary Oldman, who is a great actor, embodies a lot of Winston Churchill's mannerisms, the way that he speaks, his tone, his cadence. If you've seen The Queen on Netflix, some of this might be a slight rehash because as World War II was happening, Queen Elizabeth's father dies while he is still king. The battle between Winston Churchill and the up-and-coming Queen Elizabeth starts to take shape, but John Lithgow's performance and Gary Oldman's performance are equal. And John Lithgow did a wonderful job, and this is also a wonderful job. The makeup is good. The cinematography is great. Sometimes it does feel a little bit like a stage play. Overall, it's a watchable movie. If you like history, appreciate some of the decision-making that went into World War II, some of the sacrifices that were made. This movie is a good complement to that. For a score, I give this a 7. Again, sometimes it felt like a stage play, and as good as Gary Oldman's performance is, sometimes the people around him aren't up to that level, which is what I'm trying to say, is that, again, his performance is just so elevated. The secondary characters aren't up to snuff, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.